Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 20th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 25 in the house, and we are coming to a close here on the Celebrity Big Brother season. But before we do, we have some things to talk about. If you want to ask me some questions at the end of this podcast or this update, then you can. But it should be a pretty quick one in general. As you all know, Todrick has won the HOH here at the Final Five. And he had planned to nominate Todd and Lamar. And that's what he does here yesterday on day 25. Before he was nominated, Todd had been feeling kind of down. He'd been feeling not great, kind of feeling like he wanted to just go home, especially if he was nominated. But then he was nominated. And Lamar also was feeling like, I could leave. Lamar also tells Cynthia, well, if you win the veto, you should save Todd, not me. He needs it more. So Todd should be the one to be saved. There's not much else here during the day prior to the veto competition, which also took place yesterday. And when the feeds came back from the veto, Todd was the winner. Todd won the veto, and it's time. This is not great for Todrick and Misha. They were hoping to get Todd out. He's the biggest threat amongst their remaining competition, and he just proved it by winning this veto competition. This is, I believe, now the second competition in three. Or the second win in three competitions. Excuse me. that Todd has won two of the last three competitions that he's played in. And he came close to winning that third one, shell game veto competition. So it's looking a little scary for Todrick and Misha. They're a little stressed. They're saying, man, I hope that our fate in this game is not to lose to Todd. That would be unfortunate. And so they talk a little bit about what will happen. If Todd uses the veto on himself, then Todrick will have to put Cynthia up in his place. And then they would take out Lamar is the plan. Now, Todrick, though, he has a plan. He has a strategy. He has an idea, right? It's a very unique idea. It's definitely never been done before. He wants to approach Todd and ask Todd, hey, Todd, between Lamar and Cynthia, like, who would you prefer leave because, you know, we're thinking just let Lamar go home at this point. That's probably what we would do. And so with that in mind, do we really want to put Cynthia through all of this? You know, do we really want to put her through putting her up on the block? She's got a pack. I mean, it's her birthday weekend, you know, it's her birthday. And like, we're not even going to send her home. So why don't you just not use the veto and we'll just send Lamar home. You know, we're just going to do what you want us to do. But we don't have to put Cynthia through all of that. They're trying to Marcellus him. They're trying to Marcellus him. Now, luckily, there's zero chance that Todd knows who Marcellus is. But they're trying to Marcellus him. Now, part of the problem I think with this plan is that this is pretty close to what Todd wanted to do to Carson. Granted that the plan with Carson was that he would understand that he was the one that would leave. Whereas with Todd, they would be tricking him. They would be trying to fool him into not using the veto, and then they would send him home. The other problem that there is with this plan is that I can't even make fun of it. I can't say that it won't work because I actually think it could work. That, you know, there's a chance. This is the Celebrity Big Brother house. Like, you never know. I never would have imagined that Carson and Cynthia would turn on Shayna, and here we are. Don't count your ducks. Don't count your chickens. So we'll see how that goes. I imagine that Todrick will initiate the plan at some point today. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning for that update. But Misha does worry. She's like, I don't know if Todd will trust us at this point. And he says, the worst thing you can do is say no. So might as well give it a shot. And, then they realize, wait a minute though. What if he goes to Cynthia and Cynthia's like, oh, I don't mind going on the block. And they were like, oh, she definitely would say that. Damn it. So that's a concern with the plan, but they're still going to try. So. We'll see how it goes. Todd is going to talk to Cynthia now that he has the veto. He is presuming that he will be using it on himself, but he is trying to win Cynthia over. And this is part of why I feel like it's theoretically possible that Todd could maybe fall for this, is that he did choose not to put Cynthia up on the block, thinking he was winning favor with her in the last cycle. And he is still trying to win favor with her now, saying, hey, you know, you're going to be up on the block, but, you know, when one of you or Lamar stays, we're going to have to work together. We're going to have to team up against Todrick and Misha next week. We have to win. And he says specifically, and this is kind of the topic of the rest of the night. This is Todd, right? Like this is the only hope of Todrick and Misha not making the final two. This is how Todd plays the game. He says to Cynthia, we have to get Todrick out. Get Todrick out because we have a much better chance of beating Misha. He says, there's so many people that wouldn't vote for Misha. Carson, Shayna, Teddy. All of these people, Chris Kirkpatrick wouldn't vote for Misha. He says none of these people would vote for Misha. He says, I think Chris Kirkpatrick would vote for me. I think that Shayna would vote for me. I think that Teddy, even though Teddy had a problem with me, she would definitely vote for me over Misha. And he says, oh, and then Cynthia, if I get you out, you would vote for me. And he's counting votes. He started the conversation by saying, we have to get Todrick out because Misha's easier to beat, which by itself is one of those like, oh, so do you plan to cut me to take Misha because you think she's easy to beat? And then instead of leaving that as subtext, he straight up said, well, yeah, you would vote for me next to Misha if I get you out. And then if that wasn't enough, if that wasn't, in Cynthia's face enough, he says, she's like, well, what if, you know, like what about me and you? He says, oh, I would if I bring you to the final two, I lose. I would never do that. She's like, what? No, I don't think you would lose. Oh, no, I would definitely lose. I have to be sitting next to Misha.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So those are Todd's thoughts. And this is huge for Misha, because, obviously, and the sad thing is this is a completely wrong read. I mean, obviously Todd beats Todrick. Now, does Todd beat Misha is a question. I think he probably does just as the underdog. And again, the fact that like some of the things he said haven't really seemed to reach the jury. And they seem to be saying, you know, sort of good things about him. So I do think he has a decent chance to beat Misha, but he definitely beats, Todrick. I mean, Misha's also a bigger, competition threat, but considering that Todd will not take out Misha and will take out Todrick, that basically means that unless something changes in those plans, Misha is guaranteed final three. She's in that Nicole Franzel spot. Where Todrick can't win the final four HOH, which means he has to be vulnerable at the final four veto, to the final four veto winner. And that means that either, you know, Misha or Todrick win the veto and they're both safe, or Todd wins the veto and he evicts Todrick over Misha. Even if she's lost the HOH competition, Todrick can't have won the HOH competition. And if Todd only evicts Todrick, over or always evicts Todrick over Misha, Todrick will always be vulnerable if Todd wins that veto. And then there's Cynthia. If Cynthia wins the veto, theoretically she would vote out Misha if Misha has not won the HOH. But that would require Cynthia to win the veto, and it would require that she doesn't decide to evict Todrick on what Todd is saying and the fact that they both think that Todrick is the bigger threat at that point, which is still actually, you know, kind of a thing, but you know, the requirement to win the veto is kind of the bigger hurdle there. So with all that said, Todrick and Misha talk again, and he's running through scenarios. He's like, wait a minute. I just realized, even if this plan doesn't work and we don't manage to get Todd out, we're still okay because, at the final four, it really just depends on who wins the veto. As long as one of us wins the veto, even if Todd has won the HOH, we can use the veto to force Cynthia on the block, and then we'd both still be here into the final three. I had forgotten that that's how it works. It's so confusing. And Misha is like, oh, that's perfect. So we'd really need to fumble like twice in order for us to go at final four. We'd need to lose the HOH and the veto. And they both agree that that is unlikely. However, they are both wrong that, they only need to lose the veto. That's the only thing that matters there. They, if one of them wins the HOH, what they don't realize is that this works for Todd as well, where if one of them wins the HOH, Todd can still win the veto and take the other one out. So not great for them. She asks Todrick the inevitable question whenever it comes to the Final Four, which is, what if Cynthia, who is off the block, wins the veto and wants to save you, Todrick? And he's like, I don't know how that works. He's like, I'm pretty sure it just means that she can't save any. I'm not sure though. It's confusing. What are you going to do? So Todd and Lamar are going to talk a little bit as well. Todd asks Lamar who Lamar wants Todd to vote out this week between Lamar and Cynthia. Lamar says, I don't care. Do what you got to do. So that's the campaigning for the week. Then late into the night, Todd is going to talk with Todrick, and Cynthia is hanging out around them. And they are, we've already had this conversation between Todd and Cynthia, where Todd was saying that Todrick is a bigger threat and that Misha is somebody that is easier to beat, and basically said straight up to Cynthia, I want to sit next to Misha in the final two. Now the feeds had cut for some of this conversation, but when they come up, Todd and Todrick are in the middle of a debate, a friendly debate, playfully debating, who is the bigger threat between Todrick and Misha? And Todd has apparently been saying to Todrick straight up, yeah, you're a bigger threat. I want to evict you. I want to take Misha. And Todrick is pulling Cynthia into the debate. He's like, Cynthia, between myself and Misha, come on. Who would you vote for? Who's the bigger threat here? And Cynthia's like, well, to be fair, she's been on the block and you haven't. So, and Todd's like, yeah, that's why you need to go, Todrick. And Todrick's like, what? You guys are losing it. He says that, he starts counting jury votes. He says, come on, you think that, like, Shane is not going to vote for me. Teddy's not going to vote for me. Chris Kirkpatrick's not going to vote for me. Todd's not going to vote for me. And Todd's like, yeah, I'm not going to vote for you. You like, easy. You guys beat me easy. And they're like, no, but you'd beat Misha. You'd beat Misha for sure. And he's like, it doesn't matter if I beat Misha. It matters if I beat you. And they both say like, oh no, we would definitely be way too scared to sit next to you in the final two. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, look at how many votes you would have. And then they just continue to say like, yeah, but Misha has no votes. Like Misha's so easy to beat. You definitely like, yeah, maybe we would have a chance against you, but Misha definitely doesn't have a chance against you. AKA, if you ever had any thought of cutting Misha for one of us, don't even think about it, because you definitely beat Misha and you definitely, that's the easy play right there. Cynthia says, yeah, between you and Misha, Todrick, I would vote for you. Between you and Todd, I would vote for Todd. Oh, okay. Good to know. He says, well, okay, can you tell me why you would vote for me next to Misha? And she says, well, you played the better game. You were more social. You worked the house. Misha didn't, you know, connect with people. She didn't get out there and talk with other people. I feel like, you know, you got out there. You made those connections. You know, she says, even if people can't stand you, they didn't have a connection with Misha. So, you know, you got to vote for you. So there you go. Cause here's the thing. I know that there are a lot of people out there, that are like, they've lost hope in the season and they're really looking, they're hoping that there's a chance that Todrick will cut Misha. And I think I mentioned this on yesterday's update as well. That I don't see it and I still don't see it. I said, I would let you know if I saw any sign of this. This is the conversation that you have to look at to understand why, like, even if he was inclined to, like, why would he? He has two potential jurors sitting there telling him, yeah, you definitely beat Misha. We would like Cynthia would vote for you over Misha. She would vote for Todd over you. You'd lose to other people, but you can maybe beat Misha, is what he's being told by the potential jurors. And there's a conversation that happens last night, after they talk about the veto scenario, they're very happy. They're like, oh, we're going to be okay as long as we win that final four veto. And Misha says, oh, we make such a great team. And Todrick said, do you ever get scared that there's like a cookout 2.0 situation happening where, now that Todd's taking himself off the block, I could just throw you up. And she's like, no, that would suck. You wouldn't do that. He's like, hey, stop it. And they laugh together. He's joking with her. That's not what's happening. Literally like later in the night, he was like, I could never play this game without you. And even right after that, he was like, I totally recognize that if that were the case, like I would be leaving in the very next eviction. And then we'd both be sitting in the jury, watching Lamar win the game when he didn't even know what game he was playing. He's like zero chance that that's happening. I don't think he wants to or intends to do this at all. I understand that people want him to want to do it, but it's not happening. And it's conversations like this with Todrick and Cynthia that are definitely not going to encourage him to do it. So that's where we are. That's about where we're at here. Heading into tomorrow, Todrick will likely try to pull this play on Todd to see if he can convince him to not use the veto. If I'm being honest, I feel like if we can get Marcellus 2.0, I'm down at this point. I feel like that's more exciting than watching Lamar leave this cycle. Then Lamar's still in it, right? But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I mean, it's probably not going to work, but what are you going to do? And then we're going to head into the final four, where it really will just come down to that veto. If Todd wins the veto, he's taking out Todrick. And at that point, it really does come down to, like, even if Misha wins that final three, can she beat either Cynthia or Todd? That's an interesting question. So, that's what we got. That's where we're at. Any questions before we wrap this up here? Any questions? Would Lamar beat anyone in the final two? I think he would. I think he could. I actually think it's kind of a tough road for him, but I think he beats Todrick at this point. Let's see. Rebecca would rather Todd stay than Lamar. Look at that. At what point does Ashton Kutcher come out to inform us that we are being punked? Sometime years from now, I think. The whole show. Just one big prank. Who would vote for Todrick at this point? Cynthia. Cynthia would vote for Todrick. Misha would vote for Todrick. That could be it, but who knows? If Todrick takes out Misha, will the jury give him votes for doing that? No. How will Todrick justify taking Misha when he spent the season saying he wanted a black winner? Well, I mean, I don't know if he is black, so I think he would justify it by saying, vote for me. If Cynthia goes out in the final three, will anyone on the jury have a few seconds to tell her not to vote for Todrick? They will have a few seconds. The bigger question is, will that be enough to convince Cynthia to not vote for him? Now, if Carson like has a chance to sit next to her or something and is like, Hey, don't vote for Todrick. Then I feel like she'd be like, why? What do you mean? No, I have reason to vote for Todrick. But if he has a chance to be like, So Todrick said all these things about us, and he tricked us with the Shayna thing. He was lying about that. Like, you really don't want to vote Todrick. You'd be like, oh, okay, maybe. I don't know. Right? So it depends on how much leeway they're going to have there. Carson will give a signal. Yeah. I mean, I imagine he'll try, although at the same time, it's like, I also don't see Carson as like a huge meddler. I don't know that Carson will be actively trying to prevent her from doing that. Maybe Teddy would, maybe some other people would, but like, I feel like there's a decent chance that Cynthia just straight up votes for Todrick here. If she asks Carson for information or help, then I think he would be like, oh, don't vote for Todrick. But Carson doesn't strike me as petty enough to care to like go out and poison other jurors. So we'll see. Let's see here. could Shayna have pulled the last minute Hail Mary after seeing that she was sitting next to Misha last Monday? I mean, no, but it would have been nice to see her try. Do I think Todd knows the days? Nobody's really studying days. Todrick and Misha are the only ones that have gone through the days, as far as I'm aware. If there are days comps, there's a pretty good chance that they're gonna do that. But even they haven't like really locked them in or anything. They've just kind of like run through a few times. So I would imagine at least one of the final, like there are three competitions left in the game. Because I don't believe that Celebrity Big Brother does a three-part final HOH, which means that there are just straight up three competitions left. Final four HOH, final four veto, and final three HOH. Granted, that could be incorrect as well because, they've never actually gone down to a final three in Celebrity Big Brother before. So they may have a different format, but I think we can assume there are roughly three competitions left. So with that in mind, I would imagine at least one of them is a days comp. One of them is probably physical, and I don't know what the other one is. Maybe a crapshoot at this point. I don't know if it feels like it's been a little while since a crapshoot, but you would assume that a days comp and a physical comp would both go to Todrick and Misha, which means that it might be a tall order for Todd. Basically, Todd needs to win Todd really just needs to win one competition, right? If Todd wins the final four veto and he evicts Todrick, then he may not even need to win the final three HOH because Misha might be able to, like Misha might just take him to the final two and he might be able to beat her. So he pretty much has to hope that that final four veto is winnable for him, because if it's a days comp or if it's physical, I think he's in trouble. And that'll be it for Todd. Like, that is the key competition. Of the three left, the other two don't matter as much, in my opinion. It's all coming down to that final four veto for Todd. Basically same thing for Todrick and Misha, I think all three of their game, I think the fate of the season rests on that final four veto. The outcome of that final four veto will determine who wins the game, probably. So that's where we are. That's where we're at. There we go. Now, there is going to be an episode tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you tune in on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will be watching live with all of you what goes down here. We're going to watch the HOH competition, the nominations. So we'll hang out for that. If you need help getting through the episode, come hang out over on Twitch. And then after the episode, we'll be live again to recap what goes down in tonight's episode. And then tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I will update you on what happens today on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. I will hopefully have some kind of results for this plan to convince Todd to not use the veto. I will probably just say it didn't work. But if it does work, then we'll have something to talk about. And then Monday night, a 2-hour double eviction where we will see the Final Four HOH and Vito. And we will likely have the rest of the season determined there on Monday night. So make sure you are tuning into me on Twitch there as well. We are also going to be doing our stream for Daquan tomorrow on my Twitch channel. So it would mean a lot if you all tuned in for that. And that's about what we've got. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Check out the Taren Show. Check out the Raised by Wolves post show recap. We've got Big Brother Canada coming up soon as well. So if you need help watching that, come hang out in the Twitch channel. We've got some methods that you can use if you need some help for Big Brother Canada as that is coming up. So that's what I've got. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.